Rafter's got a double play on a Chinook's last at bat. It was a 6-4-3 double play as the 2-0 swinging a ground ball over to Degatti at third, and the throw across the diamond way off goes behind Broussard. And Kootway will take second. So Kootway gets to second. A wild attempt from Degatti, and not what you like to see for the Rafters. So Will Johannes is due up, the first baseman. Batting a 125 out of Madison College. So leading off at second is Kootway. Golko will come set and serve across the plate for a strike, 0-1. Rafters, their first error of the game. Not what you like to see as the 0-1 down low for a ball, 1-1. Golko glances at second, comes set and serves the 1-1 upstairs for a ball, 2-1. So an unforced error there from Jorge Degatti in his first game. 2-1 grounded on the left field side in foul territory, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The 2-2 outside for strike number three. Swing and a miss from Johannes. There's one down here for the Rafters.
The left fielder, number 44.
So, good start there for Golko, but he still has Kootway that leads off at second. So, Cody Kelly, the left fielder, batting a 229 with three RBIs. And the left-hander out of Missouri State inside for a ball, 1-0. So leading off at second is Kootway as the 1-0 up and away for a ball, 2-0. Kelly also has a home run this year as well. Golko, the look at second, and delivers a 2-0. Swing and a miss right down the plate for a strike, 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Golko sets and serves up and away for a ball, 3-1. Three, one count, one out. The 3-1 fouled on the left side, 3-2. It's a full count here, one down. And the Rafters get another out as the full count up and away for ball number four. So Kelly will take first. Kootway remains at second. And now two on. As Nate Mieskowski is due up, the Missouri Southern State products, who's had a heck of a start through 14 games for Lakeshore, batting a 333. He's DHing today, and he's at 8 RBIs. A guy the Raptors do not want to see up in this situation. Swinging a grounder over to over DeGaudi, and rounding third, and getting back is on across home plate, and an RBI double. Kootway gets home, and the Chinooks take a 1-0 lead here, bottom two. So DeGaudi, ball gets over him from Mieskowski. And now bringing up Josh Overbeek out of Cisco College. RBI double. That sends Kootway home. Advances Kelly to third as Golko throws across the plate. For a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes, one out. The 1-0. Check swing. Did he come across? Was Overbeek. Did not. 2-0. Two oh count. With one out. The 2-0. Down low for a strike, 2-1. So Chinooks take a 1-0 lead here, bottom second. One run RBI for Mieskowski. He was able to get to second. The 2-1. Inside for a strike, 2-2. Golko has done well to fight back in this count. As it remains at two apiece. One down here. The 2-2. Swinging a ground ball over to the shortstop in Castagnola, who throws it over to first at Broussard. Runners don't advance. But Overbeek gets out at first. So two down. As Jason Schaefe is due up. Schaefe out of Missouri State. Playing second base today, so Mieskowski at second, Kelly at third, and two down here for the Raptors. Swinging a line drive that drops into right field. Getting home is Kelly. Rounding third is Mieskowski. And the Chinooks take a 3-0 lead as Schaefe gets to second. Two line drives have really hurt the Raptors. And they take a 3-0 lead here, bottom two, as we return to the top of the order with Gabe Ressler. So an RBI double there from Schaefe. That really hurts the Raptors. Down 3-0, they're giving up two hits. As Golko comes set and swinging a drive into center field that pops into the glove of Ty Johnson. Not before the Chinooks get three runs as the Raptors trail 3-0 as we head to the top of the third here on WFHR.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the third we go as the Chinooks lead 3-0, and Jorge Dugatti, a guy that's popped one up on the right side, an Indiana product out of Miami, Florida. Previously attended the University of Florida, where he appeared in 9 games. He made his collegiate debut against Georgia Southern as a pinch hitter. So hasn't had much action this year for Indiana. He had 7 appearances with 7 at-bats, 3 hits, and an RBI as well. He had that RBI against Purdue Fort Wayne, where he had a putout as he swings and drives one on the right field side, and coming under it and making the catch is the right fielder Kutwe for one down. Dugatti, good contact, wasn't able to see that ball drop in fair. So now James Castanola, the UC Irvine product, who's also making his first appearance as a Rafter this season. A rising sophomore at UC Irvine from San Diego. And he did not see any action for the Anteaters this year. Played 4 years of baseball on the left side of the infield. In high school, he had a .358, though, in 33 games. And in 2022, he had 38 hits and 23 runs scored. He was the 45th third baseman in California, as swing and a miss down low for a strike, 1-2. Coming set and serving is Miller, the 1-2 way outside for a ball, 2-2. Matthew Miller has been so impressive. He's had 6 strikeouts. 2-2 count here. 1 down, top 3. The 2-2 outside, up and away for a ball, 3-2. Full count here, 1 down. Chinooks have out-hit the Raptors 2-0. Wisconsin Rapids looking for their first hit for tonight. The full count upstairs for a ball. So Castanola, on his first plate appearance, will get on base. That's what you need if you're Wisconsin Rapids, getting guys on base. As Levi Jensen is due up, and a guy that's struggled at the plate. He's at 4 hits on 32 at-bats. He's been walked twice, though. He's had 4 RBIs as well, but he's been struck out 12 times. Castanola leads off at first. Miller will come set, 1 down here. Upstairs for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes, 1 out. Miller looks at first and serves, swinging a line drive into the center fielder of Gollard, who reaches out and makes the catch for the second out. Jensen, good contact, but just goes right into the glove of Gollard. So we return to the top of the order. Brandon Rogers, who struck out looking on his last at-bat, and is due up. Miller serves upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Brandon Rogers Fouls one on the right side. Batting a 277, and a guy that let off a lot to start the season, but then has dropped into the nine hole, but is returning to the top of the order today. Two down here for the Chinooks. 1-1 count. The serve. Foul tipped backside for a strike. 1-2. Ball and two strikes as the pickoff attempt and throwing over was successful. Route number three, so the Chinooks get three outs as we head to the bottom of the third here on WFHR. They lead 3-0. We'll be back in a moment.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Now batting for the Chinooks, 26, Joey Spence.
We return to the bottom of the third inning here on WFHR as Joey Spence, who walked in his last at-bat, foul tips one back behind home plate. But the Chinooks lead 3-0. They've out-hit the Rafters 2-0. Costly error from Wisconsin Rapids as the 0-1. Check swing came across for a strike, 0-2. So Golko ahead in the count here early. Joey Spence out of Notre Dame. And the catcher today, the 0-2. Inside for strike number three. So three straight strikes for Frankie Golko. And that's one down here in the bottom of the third. Golko needed that for his confidence.
Number 45, Tag Gollert.
So Tag Gollert, the center fielder who grounded out in his last at bat, is due up. Outside for the ball, first pitch comes in, 1-0. One down here, a 1-0 count. Curveball way outside for another ball, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, one down here, the 2-0. Swinging a ground ball that stays fair on the third base line. Getting into left field. Rounding first, heading for second is Goller. The throw from Gallison. And the tag out is not there from Broussard. And sliding safe in time. So Goller at second. And a double once again for the Chinooks. Stayed fair the entire way through on the third base line. So Adam Kootway is due up. Kuwei, who got a double on his last at bat as well. First pitch outside right edge for a ball, 1-0. One out count here. Gollard stands at second. The 1-0. Curveball right edge for a strike, 1-1. So that's the third hit for the Chinooks. And they still are up 3-0, but they're threatening here again. There's the 1-1. Comes down low for a ball, 2-1. Two balls and a strike. As the 2-1 from Golko. Down low for a ball, 3-1. Kuwei out of the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. Three one count here. Golko serves inside for a strike, 3-2. Full count, 1 out. Lead up a double from Gollard. Full count. Outside for a strike, so strike 3. And a strikeout that's much needed for Frankie Golko. This brings up Will Johannes out of Madison College, who struck out swinging on his last at-bat. Chinooks getting their third hit of the game. As first pitch on the way, a strike, 0-1. They took a big lead in the bottom of the second, 3 runs. The 0-1, swing and a miss, backside, fouled for a strike, 0-2. Oh and 2, 2 outs. The leadoff from Gollard at second. Golko kicks, winds, and delivers the 0-2. Swing and a miss outside for a curve. So strike 3 and out number 3, but the Chinooks still lead 3-0 as we head to the top of the fourth. Don't go away. We'll be back in a moment.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
We return to the top of the fourth inning as Matthew Miller has had six strikeouts as Ty Johnson, who struck out swinging on his last at bat, is due up. So Miller will come set as the Chinooks lead 3-0 here at top four. Up and away for a ball 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Johnson, the Flower Mound, Texas native, 1-0, fouled back behind home plate, 1-1. Ty Johnson, the left-hander, sees the 1-1 down low for a ball, 2-1. He's ahead in the count. Two balls, a strike. Coming set is Miller. Digs in and fires a 2-1. Fouled again, 2-2. Two, two count. Chinooks have had three hits. Raptors still looking for their first of the night. The 2-2 for Miller, inside edge on the right edge for a ball. So full count here with no outs. Johnson, the center fielder, who's been put in various different positions as he sees the full count. And left edge for a ball, so ball number four. And that will put Ty Johnson on first.
Second baseman.
Chris Conniff is due up, and Conniff, who struck out swinging on his last at-bat, a guy that had a red-hot start to his summer in his second summer in Wisconsin Rapids, has slowed off just a bit. 0-4. A ball, 1-0. At Wagner College, where he was all Northeast Conference selection. Miller glances at first, and then the pickoff attempt. Johnson gets back in time at the bag. So left-hander Matthew Miller on the left-handed batter of Chris Conniff. 1-0 count here. Check swing, Conniff came across, did he? But he did not, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, no outs. Here in top of the fourth, Rafters have Johnson off first as a strike comes in on the left edge, 2-1. Two-one count. Miller sets and delivers on the inside edge, down low, ankle-high fastball. So three balls and a strike. Three-one count. Miller kicks and digs in as the steal from Johnson. Johnson gets the second. And a strike for Conniff, so a full count. Johnson at second. Full count here as a successful stolen base from Ty Johnson went in at the right time. Miller, the 3-2, down low for ball number four. So no outs and two Rafters on. Conniff will take first and Johnson at second. As this brings up Jack Gurevich, who struck out looking on his last plate attempt. So back-to-back walks for Matthew Miller. Manager Trevor Cho coming out there, having a word, and the infield is as well on the mound. So what the Rafters needed is getting guys on base, and back-to-back walks for them is exactly what's needed. So a chance here for the Rafters to get back in this game, as there's a lot of baseball to be played, but they gave up three runs in the bottom of the second, and they've been out hit 3-0. Rafters acquired an error as well in the bottom half of that inning, so not ideal, but they have a chance to get back here in this game. The left-hander Gervich, as Cho heads back towards the dugout. Conniff the leadoff at first, Johnson at second. Miller digs in and serves as Gervich pop fouls one on the left side. 0-1. No balls and a strike. Miller sets the 0-1 outside for a ball 1-1. One-one count. Swinging a line drive into the right fielder of Kootway, who throws it back towards second for Schaaf, but getting back in time was Johnson. So staying at first is Conniff, and Johnson at second. Decent contact there from Gervich. Just went right into the glove of the right fielder, Adam Kootway. Garrett Broussard is due up, who struck out looking on his last plate appearance. One down here for swinging a popped up ball on the right side. No balls and a strike. One down here. Garrett Broussard out of Utah Valley, the right-handed batter, the 0-1, swinging a fly ball into right field. Coming under it is Kootway and makes the second out. So two down, top of the fourth for the Chinooks. Back-to-back flyouts to the right fielder, Adam Kootway. And Anthony Gallison, who struck out swinging on his last at-bat, is due up. Rafters have two on, but still not able to record a hit. So coming in and having a word is Joey Spence with Miller. Two outs, no balls and no strikes. Miller digs in and serves. Gallison swinging a ground ball over to third at Overbeek and tags the bag at third for the third out. So the Chinooks still do not allow a run. The Rafters have not had a hit yet as we head to the bottom of the fourth here on WFHR.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different.
think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Number 44, Cody Kelly.
Bottom of the fourth we go. Chinooks 3, Raptors 0, as Cody Kelly is due up. So Golko still on the mound. As we've seen, Kirk Schreider with multiple pitchers. He's gone three innings each, but Golko here in the top of the fourth, inside edge for a ball 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Kelly, who walked on his last at-bat, the 2-0. Inside for a strike, 2-1. Two balls and a strike. The 2-1, swing and a fly ball into the right fielder of Rogers, who reaches out and makes the grab. So one down for the Raptors, as Nate Mieskowski, who had an RBI double in his last at-bat. Mieskowski, who had a lined ball into left field, and a guy that we know is dangerous, as a curveball comes in on the right edge for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike, one out. The 0-1. Low and away for a ball, 1-1. Mieskowski had a one-run RBI as Golko comes in for a ball, 2-1. Two balls, a strike, one out. The 2-1. Outside for a strike, 2-2. Two-two count. Frankie Golo, Colco, the Salem product. The 2-2. Way inside as Mieskowski had to back away for a ball, 3-2. Three-two count. Golko comes set and serves as it's fouled right edge. Back behind home plate. Three-two. Driven out. Fouled on the right side. Count stays at full. One out. The 3-2. Swing and a drive into Rogers, who dives and can't make the catch in the right field. And Mieskowski retreats back to the bag as he thought he was going second. But Mieskowski gets to first, and back-to-back hits for Nate Mieskowski. And this will bring up Josh Overbeek, who grounded out in his last at-bat. Rogers came out and dove for that in right field, wasn't able to make the catch. First pitch from Golko. No pitch there, but no balls, no strikes, one out. Swinging a popped up ball into the third baseman in Degatti, who comes under it and makes the catch for the second out. This will bring up Jason Schaaf. So Miskowski stands off at first. And Schaaf, who also had an RBI double in his last at-bat, is due up. So the Chinooks have four hits, Rafters none. Here, bottom of the fourth. Golko winds and serves on a breaking ball right down the plate for a strike, 0-1. Pickoff attempt over at first. He's not in time as Miskowski gets back safe. Golko sets and serves the 0-1 outside for a strike, painting the right edge. 0-2 now with two down. Golko will set and serve the 0-2 up and away for a ball, 1-2. Two down for the Rafters. Looking to get better on the defensive side of the ball if they had to have an error. As outside for a strike. So three strikes and three outs as we head to the top of the fifth. The Rafters still trail 3-0. We'll be back in a moment.
For over 50 years, Johnson Financial Group has been helping you answer your personal and business banking and loan questions. What are you waiting for? Ask away and get to know us at johnsonfinancialgroup.com.
All right, tell us about this new promotion at Moonlight Grand Field with the Master Sprinkler on-field promo team.
Well, Ryan, it is time for the Holton Brothers Fish Sling. I'm down here with two of our junior Chinooks, Augie and Murray, and the first person to have the fish in their target twice will be today's winner. You'll have 60 seconds to get two targets. On your marks, get set, fling! So close. Come on, Gil.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the fifth we go as the Rafters trail 3-0, and they've been out hit 4-0. They've still yet to record their hit, first hit, and we're in the top of the fifth. So Jorge Degatti is up as he's up of the count, 2-1. 2 balls, a strike. The 2-1. Swinging a line drive that dives out and makes the catch is the first baseman, Will Johannes. What an acrobatic effort from Johannes, and that's one down. Degatti thought that was going to stay fair, but Johannes making an excellent play at first, dove out into the right field line. So this brings up James Castagnola as he sees a strike down the plate, 0-1. So pitching change for the Rafters is in store. As Christian Clack out of the UAB and Tulsa, Oklahoma native sets in a curveball for a strike, 1-2. 1 out. Rafters down 3-0. And swing and a bouncer over to the second baseman in Schaaf. The flip over to first is right in time for the second out. So 2 down for the Chinooks. And this brings up the bottom of the order, Levi Jensen, who flew out in his last at bat. Jensen struggled batting this year. He's been an excellent catcher. As curveball comes in on the inside edge for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike, the 0-1. Swing and a line drive into the center fielder of Gollard, who reaches out and makes an easy catch as we head to the top of the fifth. Chinooks have a 3-up and 3-down inning. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Sports injuries are increasingly common for high school and college athletes, weekend warriors, and elite pros. Knees, shoulders, and elbows are complex structures. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features skilled board-certified orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists willing and able to get you back in the action. They also offer in-house physical and occupational therapy, which may be all you need for the most effective solutions for relieving pain and restoring lives right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Contact WROInstitute.com or call 424-1881.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth we go as the Chinooks lead 3-0 as a pitching change is true for the Rafters. Drake Fries out of the University of San Diego and a rising redshirt sophomore who's only appeared in 2 games for the Rafters. The Orange California native, he's allowed 2 hits, but he's had 5 strikeouts on 4 innings pitched with 13 batters faced. As we return to the top of the order, Gabe Ressler playing shortstop today. As Fries, the right-hander, will deliver. First pitch on the way, outside edge for a ball 1-0. So So no runs in each inning except for the bottom of the second, where two RBIs came in as a swing and a miss outside edge. Chinooks had Mieskowski had an RBI double, and then a 2-1 RBI from Jason Chafe, the second baseman. That's about it. Rafters have still yet to record their first hit. Outside for a ball, 2-1. Two-one count here for Fries. He will kick, wind up, and serve on the right edge for a ball, 3-1. Can't find the zone as he's down on the count. Three balls, a strike. Fries will come set. Swing and a line drive in between the second and third base gap. Getting into left field for Gallison. So a leadoff single for Gabe Ressler. Not a start for Drake Fries. He would have liked, as he allows his third hit so far this season. Joey Spence is due up, who walked and struck out looking on both of his plate appearances as a left-hander. Coming set is Fries. He will serve down low, swinging a bouncer on the right side. 0-1. No balls, a strike. The 0-1, swinging a ball popped up into the third baseman, running under it and getting there is the shortstop of Broussard, who cleared out of the way of Degatti. So Broussard had a better angle at it, as Gallison was coming in as there as well, as it went into shallow left center. So getting back is a wrestler at first, as Tad Gollard is due up, who grounded out and had a double as well. So one down here. Bottom five as the pickoff attempt over to Broussard at first, and the throw to second as a stolen base attempt, and he gets out. So two down here for the Rafters as Spence thought he could get to second. Broussard threw it over to the shortstop in Castagnola, who got him out. So two down here. Tad Gollert is due up. Breaking ball comes on the outside, a little bit low for a ball, 1-0. The 1-0, swinging a driven ball that goes just on the foul side in left field. So 1-1 count, two down. Chinooks have five hits. Rafters don't have any as the 1-1 comes way upstairs for a ball, 2-1. Fries down in the count, serves a 2-1 on a breaking ball right down Main Street for a strike, 2-2. The 2-2, swinging a ball popped on the right side in foul territory. Count remains at 2 apiece. Fries will serve, fouled backside for Gollert. He's 1-for-2 today with a double. Two outs, two balls, and two strikes still. Drake Fries, the Orange California native, will serve. Swinging a bouncer that bounces over Fries. Castagnola comes in at shortstop, throws it over to first, and not in time. As Gollert gets there, so Castagnola had trouble feeling with that. as it bounced in and out of his hand. Finally gathered it, threw it to first. By that time, Gollert was already there. So Adam Kootway is up. A guy who's 1-for-2 today, who had a double on his first at bat and struck out looking. Two down, bottom five. Fries delivers for a strike, 0-1. Standing off at first is Gollert. The pickoff attempt is not in time as Gollert slides safe. Count is at 0-1. Two down. The 0-1. Once again on a breaking ball, right edge for a ball 1-1. One count. Adam Kootway out of the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. Up in the attic for a ball 2-1. Two balls a strike with 2 outs. The 2-1. Swing and a miss on the right edge for a strike 2-2. Two count. The leadoff from Gollert at first. The 2-2. Down low and a wild pitch that goes behind Jensen and taking second with ease is Gollert as he looks to go three. That's not what you need for the rafters. Those wild pitches just allow an easy access for the runner to advance the base. So full count here with 2 outs. Bottom of the fifth, 6 hits for the Chinooks, 0 for the Rafters. They've been shut out so far as the full count comes way on the right side for ball number 4. Kootway will take first, Gollert at second. Now this brings up Will Johannes, the first baseman who struck out swinging on both of his plate attempts. So Johannes out of Madison College. Fries digs in and serves, swinging a ball that drops right into the glove of Fries for the third out. Excellent heads-up play from him as Rafters don't allow any runs. They still trail 3-0 as we head to the top of the sixth here on WFHR, your home for Rafters baseball. We'll be back in a moment.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with a chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 51. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 68. Overcast skies. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 50. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujicki. Currently, it's 60.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nacoosa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nacoosa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at 4 convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.